These could be the final days of a popular downtown eatery on Adams Street. The quirky sandwich shop Chomp Chomp is relocating to Avondale at the same time neighboring Borough Bar is closing for good. For this week's business brief, analyst John Burr and WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo headed downtown to find out what the moves mean for the entertainment district, affectionately called The Elbow.
All right, who's next? Talk to me.
How you doing today, sir?
He's with him. Good.
With these guys? Okay.
Okay, so this is at Chomp Chomp. That's Mark Lynn, you're hearing right there, running the cash register. Actually, it's an iPad. He's got customers out the door on a recent afternoon downtown. We talked to him right outside of Chomp Chomp, and he told us why he can't stay. Even though he has so many customers around him, he can barely keep up with all the orders he has this day. He has to move to Avondale. Why is that, John?
Couple things. While he does have a ton of customers for lunch, he doesn't have many customers at other times of the day. Also, his landlord has raised the rent. So because he doesn't have a steady flow of revenue coming in, he can't afford the new rent.
You know, so we need more frequency of events, more people actually living downtown that care about downtown, because we care about downtown. We moved down here with the idea of breathing some new energy into downtown and like helping out with the revitalization of it, you know?
Right.
Food aside, you know, trying to establish a cool culture downtown. And like, that's something that we would love to do in the future. But right now, you know, it's kind of like we don't get to that point unless we do this first, you know?
So Mark is leaving, but he wants to hand off the coolness torch, as he calls it, to his good friend Dwayne DeCastro. Dwayne owns the 1904 Music Hall and has just opened Spliff's Gastropub on Ocean Street, right around the corner.
We found Dwayne in 1904 Music Hall. He was getting ready for that night. And he seems pretty optimistic despite his buddy and the Borough Bar leaving right around the corner, right?
Yeah, I think he's got a big picture point of view. He's looking down the road and he's liking what he's seeing.
So, I mean, I think with the Chop House going in, you got Bold City coming in. There's supposed to be another brewery coming in. So it's sad to see Chomp Chop and Borough Bar go, but I think there's more things kind of coming in anyways. So, yeah, I don't think the Elbow's going anywhere. It seems like it's still growing.
The Calford Chop House is supposed to open sometime this summer.
That's right.
On Bay Street, we have two breweries coming in, Intuition and Bold City Brewery, both working on renovating buildings. So it's going to be a whole new Elbow pretty soon.
Yes, not the Nub.
That's right. We had a comment on our Facebook page that the Elbow is turning into a Nub. So not so nubby.
No.
That's WJCT business analyst John Burr. I'm news director Jessica Palumbo.
The WJCT Business Brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.